Hi everyone, welcome to season 4, episode 5 of our rewatch of Sex and the City. Hello Nana, how are you?
Hi Tay, I'm good. We're like powering through these episodes, man.
Yeah, I'm not complaining. Yeah. We know we've been going back and forth with And Just Like That, so the more we pound it out, the closer we are to ending. Even though we haven't come to a conclusion on what we're doing, but
I'm such a child. You said the more we pound it out, and I was like, hee-hee.
Oh, Nana.
I'll grow up one day, I promise.
But yeah, we are in episode 5, and episode 5 was titled Ghost Town, which is kind of apt, seeing as, you know, at the time of recording, it's Halloween weekend.
Yes, I thought that too. I thought it was going to be a Halloween-themed episode. I was like, no, it's not.
I mean, you guys are going to get it later, but for us, it's apt timing, so, you know.
Yeah.
So, as a summary of what the episode is about, it's basically all the women confronting their past when it comes to relationships, except for Charlotte, who is confronting her ghost in the present. So, we'll dive into the episode. Well, first of all, what did you think of the episode?
I actually liked it. There were like enough funny bits. You know me, I don't know, with Sex and the City, I like them to keep the comedy. Because when they try to go too deep, they never go deep enough, and then I feel frustrated. But I think I liked it. It's not like my favorite episode, but I enjoyed it. What did you think?
Yeah, I think I liked it. I think it was okay. It was one of the relatable ones. Like,
yes.
Who hasn't had to face their ex and have their heart pounding, but outside you have to be like, hey, what's up? it was not bad. There wasn't a lot of unrealistic stuff, so it was good. It was good. Still not sold on season 4, though, but yeah, it was good.
Yeah. it's been bad. I just feel like they started the season with filler episodes, which made no sense to me. Like, would have made more sense for this episode to have been one of the first episodes, even, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's just more going on, but yeah, we'll see. Maybe they'll get into the swing of things.
Yeah. Okay, let's dive in. So Carrie tells us that New York City can be terrifying, and we see Miranda order a coffee and a muffin, getting ready for work, and she comes out and she runs into Steve. Steve, who just happens to be creepily outside the coffee shop. It was just so weird. I'm like, was he following her or what? He was with his dog Scout. So he tells Miranda that, oh, you look great, and asks, she's like, yeah, thanks, what's up? And he's like, oh, I guess you didn't get the invitation yet. And Miranda's face just changes as she asks, no invitation to what? Because I think she assumed, just like I did, that it was a wedding invitation.
Mm-hmm.
But Steve says, oh, no, I'm finally doing it. I'm opening up my own bar. And Miranda is genuinely happy for him. And he tells her that he'd really love it if she comes. Just as his girlfriend, who we met a few weeks ago with Aiden's girlfriend, comes out on there. And then she adds, oh, we'd love to see you there. So the next scene we see is Miranda telling Carrie that she weed her in front of him, too. Carrie asks her how she has this much drama already when she's not even awake. Carrie still has her, what's it called? Sleep mask,
yeah.
They're still trying to get up, and Miranda's just going at it or whatever. So Miranda's like, I can't go right. And anyways, I'm pissed off because this was my idea for him to start the bar. And why was he not this ambitious when he was with me? And, you know, this happens. But, you know, a lot of the times when you have a breakup or anything, not every thought is rational, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's just all that little anger. And I can understand Miranda just being like, why? You just wonder why your ex was not the man you wanted them to be when they're with you. Like, what is? And then you take it personally. Even though when you think about it, a lot of things that are personal. It's not it's people, just humans being egotistical and attributing things to yourself.
The fact of the matter is, Miranda did give Steve the kick up the bum he needed to be better and more ambitious. And I'm sorry, sometimes you just have to accept that's your role. You made him do better. But it still doesn't mean that you guys should have stayed in that situation. It sucks. Because sometimes I think that people forget with relationships, it's not just like the romance or whatever. Do you know what I mean? If it's a good relationship, you do build a friendship as well. And I feel like the friendship isn't so easy to let go of. And like we've said numerous times, friendships should be, you guys are helping each other. If you think there are things your friends could improve on, you should be able to say that, right? Because we're all trying to be the best version of ourselves in like the first place, like whatever it is. So I think it's like normal to feel a bit some way. Obviously, it's more complicated because the romance is intertwined. But yeah, her and Steve clearly were friends. They liked each other as people. So yeah, she influenced him to be better. It kind of sucks it was after they split up, but that's life. It's not fair.
Yeah. And I think the thing about human nature also is you can tell people 150 something thousand times something until they want to do it. It doesn't mean anything.
Yes.
At the end of the day, they have to get it. It doesn't mean you didn't say it. It doesn't mean you didn't play a part, but they have to be at that mindset to actually do it. Yep. And sometimes it has nothing to do with you. It just aligns that he was with this new girl at the time where he reached that point that he could do it.
Yep. So sometimes their job is just to plant the seed. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then I mean, they'll be ready to like cultivate it whenever they're ready, like you said.
Yeah. So Carrie tells her, oh no, you have to go. You're friends now. And you have to go because that's what friends do. I'm not surprised. Carrie is a friend with an ex type girl. I don't know her reason for that. So I
feel like that sounds shady to him. But anyway.
I mean, she is a friend. Like, sometimes there's a reason. Like, in this case, I actually do think Miranda and Steve are friends. But at this point, we don't know where her feelings stand. But I think that when feelings are involved, you kind of have to take that into consideration. But I think Carrie is the kind of person, even when it's complicated, even when it's this, she's very big on the friends thing. I don't know. So to me, I'm not surprised that she tells Miranda that you have to go because you're just friends, as if that's the only thing and there are not other factors included in that.
Okay, if you were Miranda's friend, would you have told her to go?
Yes.
Why?
Because in this case, she and Steve are actual friends. Like, I'm doing a comparison between Big and Carrie. That is not friendship. As much as she wants to say that's friendship, no. But Steve and Carrie, time has passed. He's moved on with a girlfriend. He has it. And like you said, she made a recommendation for this bar. Like, it was something where it seems like Miranda was part of the origin story.
Okay.
But if Miranda told me that she didn't want to go, I won't push it the way, like, as we go further in the episode, they kept pushing it. I'd be like, you know what? If you're not comfortable, you don't have to. I say to go if it's that she wanted to go, but I don't think she has to be there.
Yeah. It's funny because I feel like we actually diverged on this. I would have told her not to go. Why? I think it was real life. Why? Why are you going? Because my whole thing is, this is your ex. Clearly, he was like an ex you had the most feelings for. He's with this new girl. I think the fact that he's with someone new is why I would have told her not to go. Because now you're going to have to spend the whole night performing. That, oh, I'm fine. Like, everything's cool. Even if you feel that way, it's going to feel like a performance. And it's just exhausting. The only time I would have told her, like, oh, let's go, and I would have volunteered to go with her if I was her friend, was if I was in a mood for some chaos. Honestly. I honestly feel like, nah, just allow it. I would have said, like, just send something to say, oh, congrats, like, I hope everything goes great. And I don't think I told her to go.
I think that makes sense. Yeah. I think that makes sense, actually.
So I think what I'm saying, that just because there's clearly still something, well, we don't know Steve like that, but on Miranda's side, it's just not, there's always that relationship, you know? And because he's with someone else, I just feel like, oh, you're going to be like a performing monkey for like an hour while you're there, and it's just exhausting, but yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Miranda asks Carrie to go with her, and she says, absolutely, she's going to go. Next, we see the girls at, you know, every time I'm taking notes at this, I don't know what to put. Because honestly, I don't know until I see the food, if it's lunch, if it's dinner, if it's breakfast. So we see the girls eating out as they usually do. Yeah, I wonder what their credit card bill looks like.
Yes, I was just saying the girls are out to eat.
And then Carrie slams the invite down, saying, "Forget it, I'm not going." We see the invite clearly and see that it's a joint lunch with Aiden. Now her, she shouldn't go. So Carrie asks, why are they, or how are they even friends, or why is this together? And then Miranda says that Aiden is Steve's silent partner. And they all just band together and try to convince her that it's a big party. They're not going to see each other. And Carrie's like, no, it's like a parade of their failed relationships.
And I agree with her. I'm sorry, but I do.
And Charlotte is like, well, it's nice that Aiden invited you. It means that he's ready to be friends. Carrie says, yeah, she's not ready. Samantha was like, okay, well, I'll go. I mean, if you don't want to go. And Miranda says, oddly, that, see, I'm going out with Samantha and her lesbian lover, and I'm proud. That was such a weird line.
Like, I don't take her seriously.
Oh my God.
They still think it's all a joke that she's dating a woman. That's why.
But then Samantha pipes in and is like, can we not invite Maria? Because I could use a night out from the ball and chain. She's like, all we do is lie around, take baths. And Charlotte says, it's a relationship. Samantha says, honestly, I don't know how you guys do it. It's just too much emotional cha-cha. Oh, man. So
honestly, I feel her. But I feel like I felt like that when I was in my late teens, early 20s, not as a however old she is. I don't think I'd feel like that same, but I get where she was coming from. Sometimes you're just like, oh, it's so much work.
Well, Maria diagnoses her later, which yeah. I think was apt, but yeah. So then we see Samantha and Maria out in a crowded spot. And Maria is wondering why they're out in this crowd with smoke everywhere when they could be home relaxing. Samantha says, oh, she just thought it would be fun to have their relationship on dry land for once. Samantha always with the jokes.
Yeah.
So they get to the bar and the bartender is like, you know, being familiar and saying, Samantha Jones, what would it be today? The usual? It was almost suggestively. He said it suggestively, if I might add. Samantha says, oh, he makes the best mojitos in town and all that. So he's like, okay, I'll get two mojitos on the house. So, you know, it's free. They're sitting there. Not long after, some guy named Sean Sullivan comes up to Samantha. Was like, hey, gorgeous. And, you know, kissing her on her cheek and all that. And I'm just like, why did Samantha think it would be a good idea to bring her girlfriend to a spot that she's a frequent person at? Like, why?
But Tay, she's a frequent person everywhere. I think that's the whole point. I feel like this problem would have occurred anywhere they went, just because we know how she slept her way through New York and she makes no bones about it. And also, she's a very personable person. Everyone knows her as well. She runs a PR firm. She's like a social butterfly. It made me laugh, though. I love this scene. I thought it was so funny.
So Sean asks her, you know, what she's doing next Saturday. And Maria pipes in like, oh, we have plans for next Saturday. And he whispers, how about a late run? I'll call you. And then she just smiles. Maria asks her, what is a late run? And she just dismisses it by saying, it doesn't translate. I think that's insulting, but it was funny. So she turns around and then she tells Maria, like, oh, I didn't know we have plans on Saturday, that I told the girls that I will hang out with them. Maria's like, oh, I can come. I'm a girl. And Samantha's like, you don't like to go out. So, and then they get interrupted with the bartender bringing their drinks and whispering, like, oh, he gets off at 4. And that was that. So Carrie tells us that Samantha had to face her past and Charlotte was facing her future. Now that Trey had no problem getting hard in the bedroom, she saw no reason why their bed should be. Ayo. So they're in a furniture store waiting for Trey because they're trying to get a new bed. And then Bonnie this is one of my, she's one of my least favorite characters in this show.
She's just so annoying. Her face pisses me off, man.
Yeah, it's just so annoying.
Which means she's good at her job, right?
Yeah. And then Bonnie pops up, and if you remember, Bonnie is his mom. So she tells Charlotte that when Trey said they were buying a new bed, she insisted that she's the one who bought the bed that he has now. Again, weird. Bonnie starts insisting that they have to get a bed with a dust ruffle and is lying on a bed and saying, oh, this is divine, blah, blah, blah. And then Trey walks in. Bonnie invites him to lie on the bed that she's trying out. Of course he does. And then they're both lying on the bed. It's getting weirder and weirder by the second. And then he tells Charlotte, oh, Charlotte, you must join in. Charlotte is hesitating and tries to mention another bed. And Bonnie tells her, Charlotte, just stop and get in. She does, but then she jumps up and is like, this is just way too. And Trey cuts her off and is like, firm. And she's like, huh? Then he's like, all righty, let's go find something softer. Just all around odd. And honestly, it was just a metaphor for their relationship. His mom is basically in bed with them. That's just what it was.
So why is your mom coming mattress shopper with us? Are you mad? But also, I am team for a mattress, just in case you guys were wondering. I know you, it's been keeping you up at night, but yeah, I'm team firm mattress. What about you? I might as well finish. Let everyone know. What are you?
No, because I was thinking about it. I have this mattress that I got, and it's kind of like a soft mattress. Everyone who was in it was just like, it feels like a cloud. It's so good. It's so whatever. And then we got like a firm mattress, which we really liked. Then we got a new one, which was like really like, now soft, and I hate it now. So we're looking to get a new one. So I think it's firm because the hotel mattresses always get it right, and they're firm. So team firm, yes.
You're I was soft mattress until I moved to Texas, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, is this what I've been missing out on my whole life? Like, fam, firm mattress all the way, baby. Anyway, yeah. I'm sure you guys are riveted, but yes.
So we see Miranda sleeping with her cat, and then she wakes up and there are all these weird noises. And immediately I roll my eyes because here we go again with another ridiculous story. And of course it has to be Miranda that has to execute whatever ridiculous story we're about to be unfurled on. So we see the girls.
Literally left it with the Steve storyline, right? Why did we need this one?
Because Miranda, we got to punish her. I don't know. It's getting ridiculous. So she tells the girls that she thinks she has a ghost. This time I think they're at dinner. Who knows? I need to stop figuring it out. They're eating, guys. So she tells the girls that she thinks she has a ghost. And then they're all being funny. Carrie tells her that, no, there are no ghosts. And it's just your upstairs neighbor. But Miranda says that's what she thought. But the super let her up and no one lives there. And I think they start taking her seriously. So Samantha says, well, the things you're supposed to do with ghosts is you're supposed to confront them, acknowledge them, and then release it. Miranda says she doesn't understand, like, how does she know that? And then Samantha's like, everyone knows that.
You know, the funny thing is, I've heard that before, Tane. I really have.
No, I'm sure, like, it's a thing. Not like a like an old wives' tale. Like, it's a thing. But it's just, Samantha just always comes up with these things and says it with such conviction that you're almost like, huh.
Just one of those people, you know, you have those friends where you're like, oh, I think I know everything about them. And then one day they'll say something, you're like, what? Where did this come from? They just always, like, throw you a curveball out of nowhere. You're just like, oh, damn, I guess I don't know you as well as I thought I did.
Yeah, because honestly, if I was a betting person, I would be like, Samantha would be like, oh, please, what ghost? What are you talking about? But look at her giving instructions and facts. So Miranda says she doesn't understand why now, since she has been living here for 2 years. So Charlotte was like, oh, I used to feel that way when I lived alone, but now that I'm back with Trey, I feel so safe. Dumbass. Miranda's like, what are you trying to say? That this is happening to me because I'm single? But of course, like, what was your point?
Yeah,
like,
that's exactly what she's starting to say. You see how confident she is now that she has a husband again. So she feels like she's one of those people that being married is a personality. So now she feels like she has a leg to stand on and she can say ridiculous things again, unfortunately. But yeah.
So Carrie tells us that, you know, she's, I always say this, quote unquote, working, says that New York is haunted. Old lovers, ex-boyfriends, you're haunted by them until you resolve them. She says Aiden is back in her life with just one invitation, and he haunts her with the chair that he made her that she could never get herself to sell. I don't know why you'd want to sell it. He made you a chair.
Like, oh my god. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Tane. I had that same thought. I don't care. We could have had the worst relationship. I am not getting rid of that chair. That's an amazing chair, and I love it. What does it have to do with him?
You made it sound like that was the only option. You could sit in it, bitch.
Yes, it's a chair. That a really famous furniture designer made for you. High quality. Do you know how expensive furniture is? Are you mad? Mm-mm. But anyway, sorry.
She says, and I think this was the question of the week, I guess, when a relationship dies, do we ever really give up the ghost, or are we forever haunted by the spirits of relationship past? Which I think we've had this question before, but Nana, I'll leave it to you. What do you think?
I was about to say, you already know my take on this. I personally, I can only speak for myself, I do feel haunted by many, many ghosts of many past relationships. But I don't know, they just disappear over time. They just take up less importance. It's just passage of time, you know, like the old adage, time is a healer. And sometimes you are over it, like you're over the person. But do you think like the ghost of the relationship will pop up here and there sometimes when you least expect it? So that's my opinion. What about you?
No, I think it goes with, I think it's a no-brainer that we're forever haunted by the spirits of relationship past. However we act,
yes,
in whatever current relationship we're in is accumulation of everything from our past relationships. You see people who have been cheated on, you might find the love of your life, but you're still scared because you've been scarred by being cheated on. Or you see things in the past that you're trying to, you know, work on. The fact that everybody enters a relationship with baggage, that those are your ghosts. Those are your ghosts that are still haunting you from the relationships, you know, that you've had. Because like they say, old habits are hard to break. So, So I think they do. But in the other terminologies of like every now and then, especially if you're in, I know Carrie thinks New York is the only place where it's small and people run into each other. But for most parts, when you have the same circle, like even think of divorced people. When you divorce, you still have friends that you had in common, spots you used to go to, songs you used to like, hell, kids you had together. I'm sorry. But
they really are. And you can never shake them off. You just have to learn to live with it.
So for me, we are forever haunted by whatever relationships we have. So,
I've moved different countries and still managed to find links to like old relationships. Like, how do you know this person? Blah, blah, blah. It just is what it is. You just get on with it.
So we see Samantha and Maria in one of the baths that, you know, she's been complaining about. And Maria asks why she didn't introduce her to the men. And Samantha says, I mean, they're guys that used to fuck. They're really nobodies. So she asks why she didn't tell the nobodies that she has a somebody now. And Samantha is like, what am I supposed to say? Hi, this is my lesbian lover and I'm done with dick forever. I think the two words lesbian lover should be banned from this show because I don't get it.
I was going to say, I'll let you finish the scene, but I have thoughts, but yeah.
So she goes, and I'm done with dick forever. Maria's like, who said anything about dick? I meant our relationship. And Samantha is like, oh, of course you were. Mary is like, do you miss dick? It's okay to tell me. And you can talk to me about it. And Samantha is like, more talking? Maria says, okay. And then Maria's like, okay, let's talk about it. Then she asks her how many men she's been with, which is just like, ugh, smelly behavior. Like, stop. Yeah. Then Samantha turns it back around and is like, how many women have you been with? But Maria countered, she's like, 12. And then Miranda asks her, why are you afraid to talk? Why are you always pulling away? And then Samantha tries to turn it around and tries to like kiss her and trying to turn into sex. And Maria is like, I can't do that. I can't turn it on and off with sex. I am not a man. And Samantha gets out of the tub because she's had enough and is like, I'm out.
Yes. Okay, so my thoughts were obviously the relationship, the conversation went a bit unhinged towards the end. But I do think Maria had a point with her first question about why you didn't introduce me. Because it was obvious she just looked like she was sitting with her friend, which is why those men felt very comfortable to straight up ask her if she was down to fuck. You could have said, hi, this is my girlfriend Maria, because she is your girlfriend, apparently. You know what I mean? So I understand why she was pissed, because it's like, it's almost like you're ashamed of her. That's how it's going to feel. But the rest of the questions, how many men have used all of that? That's none of your fucking business. But yeah. But the rest of it, I think she had a point.
It was so unnecessary. Like, for one, you're a lesbian. So, how many men have you been with? What is that going to change about the current situation? Like, I don't know. It was just
And
weird.
she only dated men before you, which is why, sorry, lesbians always say, like, don't date straight girls. You know, that's what they call them, straight girls, because it's gonna be just wahala and strife. And this is exactly what's good. I mean, we could have all seen this happening. That was gonna be a problem, especially with someone like Samantha. So.
I guess my question is, Maria is not acting like she knows Samantha's reputation. Like,
Yeah.
I'm like, did she, maybe she really doesn't know, and then that would make more sense. But she's acting really naive. Like, Samantha is like this girl she picked up for, no. Samantha famously says, fuck my way through New York, like you said, makes no bones about it. So this was very interesting.
And then also, Samantha's in a lesbian relationship now, but I don't think she would call herself a lesbian.
No.
You know, so I don't. You also have to, like, she's attracted to men, clearly. So why are you mad about it? You knew that when you tried to wife her up, you know? I don't even know.
Yeah. All right. So Charlotte meets, I think Trey's reading like in the study or whatever, and Charlotte comes up and was like, your mother decorated your entire apartment, didn't she? And he's like, oh, of course. Mother does all our houses. I want to stop to say, like, it really, human beings, at the end of the day, sometimes we're so similar. We think, as Africans, that this is a thing that, African mothers do, just meddling in the relationship. But then you find that other, immigrant cultures, it's kind of similar to that. But then you find, like, even with Americans, like, sometimes who have, you think that they're more advanced culture-wise, but even among the rich, it's a similar thing.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking, that my mom is definitely not like that.
No, I
But
don't
I
mean
don't, but
everyone.
stereotypically, yes, I 100% get what you're saying. It is a
So,
stereotype. I
just
don't even
interesting.
think it's an amongst the rich thing, you know. I think we see it more as portrayed amongst the rich, where some people have real mommy issues, you know. They really
Yeah,
do.
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true, actually. Yeah, because there's that culture where a lot of people, especially if you're a single mom, where you think that your son is your boyfriend, and then you get all threatened when they get married, which is bizarre. So Trey is like, don't you like it? And Charlotte is like, no, our house looks like we live in the Museum of Natural Ugliness. That was funny. And then she tells him that if they are to have a fresh start, they should have a place that reflects their taste. And Trey is like, I don't know about that. Mother spent a lot of time and money. And Charlotte is like, yes, but I am your wife. So maybe I should have a chat with her. And Trey was like, no, let me do it. I will tell her that it's simply not our taste when she comes over for brunch tomorrow. But the next morning, we find that Trey's sick, and Bunny tells Charlotte immediately to call her house, have them make an overnight bag because she's gonna stay in the guest room till he recovers. And really, all Charlotte could say was, yes, Bunny. And then she walks away. Oh, she looks so defeated, but honestly, was that the time to pick a fight? It wasn't really, so.
You know what? I'm so glad you said that, because sometimes I watch Charlotte and Tracy's. I'm like, oh, I could never. But then, if you think about it, if you do find yourself in a situation like that, where you're married to a man you absolutely love, but his mother is like Bunny, what would you do,
Yeah.
really? Because obviously, if you love your husband, you want him to be happy, so you don't want to be like a source of strife. Like, what would you do? But I would actually go mad because I couldn't deal with the mother-in-law like Bobby either.
Yeah, so, and the worst thing you can do is make them choose.
Exactly, because you're always going to be disappointed, fam. Or they'll choose you and then resent you for it forever. But anyway. Mm-hmm.
So, Carrie tells us that she didn't want an awkward running at the party. So she's going to scout the name of Steve and Aiden's bar early to make a gesture. Just a small way of saying thank you for inviting me or suggesting that we can be friends. She has a plan that it looked like a magic trick. She just pulled it out of her purse. And I'm like, how the heck did you fit that in? So she walks in and says there was no sign of him, but he was everywhere. The mahogany, the wood, and the whole place looked and felt like Aiden. Steve walks out and he asks about Miranda. And Carrie tells him, oh, she can't make the party. Not Miranda, that she, Carrie, can't make the party, but wanted to thank Aiden for inviting her with the mulberry bush because, you know, it's on Mulberry Street or whatever. So Steve is like, oh, that's sweet, but Aiden didn't invite you. That I'm the one who did because I figured, you know, Miranda would be more comfortable if she was there. And we hear Aiden say, hey, Steve. And Carrie literally, legitimately runs out. Like, she shoves the plant.
I would run out, too. Because how embarrassing. You came here all like, oh, thank you for inviting me. And he's like, nah.
But Carrie's guilty of that. Carrie writes these huge narratives that always center around her in her head. And, you know, doesn't give room for the fact that there may be other stories, not just the story that she's written for herself.
She's literally the main character in everything, but also we are all watching her show, so, hey.
No, I mean, like, no, she is, but I mean, like, she writes this narrative. Like, she could still center in it, but the stories she writes are not the only possibilities. Yeah. So I don't mean other people's point of views. Like, it's still her. She is the main character, but...
No, that's what I mean. She has main character syndrome.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's what I should have said. Mm-hmm.
It didn't occur to her that Steve may have been the one that invited her. It was just Aiden did, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Miranda's sleeping, and she wakes up from the noises again. And, you know, she calls Carrie. I got to give Carrie props. She came over in the middle of the night. But I find it interesting that when Carrie was there, the noise stopped. So, okay. We're still just punishing Miranda. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
So we switch over to Trey and Charlotte. They're sleeping. And all of a sudden, we just see Bonnie poking and rubbing Trey's stomach. And then Charlotte wakes up and is like, what is happening? And she's like, oh, she forgot that she had some Vicks in her purse. So she was just that she found some Vicks and she's rubbing it on his chest. And then they start grappling over who should do this. Like Charlotte grabs it from her and she's remembered that she's been doing it for him since he was a kid. And, you know, Charlotte is rubbing it on his stomach. It should be on his chest. And then Charlotte just blurts out that you're being very inappropriate right now. Facts. And then Bonnie just walks away. Charlotte is not
Bonnie nervous. Not ashamed of herself?
No.
Like, honestly. Your big grown-ass son, you're sitting there rubbing Vicks on his chest while his wife is lying next to him. Are you not ashamed of yourself, Bunny? Like, get it together. Ugh.
So, Charlotte is not done. And she follows her and tells her that, listen, Bonnie, this is not going to work. Like, we are back together and this is our house. And we are going to redecorate, even though that was just like a huge pivot. Like, from the rubbing of Vicks to we're going to redecorate, and from now on, there can only be one lady of the house. Bonnie simply says, I have been in this house far longer than you, and unlike you, I never left. Decoys may come and go, but I am going to be here forever.
She called her decoy. I was like, wow, okay. Yeah, this one is up to Trey to sort it out.
Oh, that's interesting. I actually thought she meant one of the decorator thingies. Like, you know, they had the mallard and then they had the thing. So I thought she meant like decoys, like in terms of if she would redecorate, that it might go away. But
I thought she was talking about Charlotte as a decoy.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'm here. You may look like the real thing, but you're not. is the vibe I got, but hey.
Yeah, it could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
So we see Samantha and Maria in bed, and then there's a loud knock, and it's Sean. He's just knocking. She opens the door, and he's like, let's fuck. And then he just got hard, just walking up her stairs. Samantha aside, that is, I don't,
that was gross. Thank you. I'm just like, who are you? Like, you guys aren't like that. You clearly fucked, like, in the past. But from his greeting of her at the bar, it's not like someone she keeps in touch with all the time. And well, come on, you know Samantha, she could have had anyone in her place at the time. Like, why did you just assume it'd be okay?
Because, to be fair, she did give him her security code.
Yeah.
Which I'm just like, I get that Samantha is, but even for Samantha, this is too much. Even from a safety perspective, like, come on. Like, yeah. And he didn't even seem like this was the first time he'd done this. But Maria comes up and introduces herself as her girlfriend. And as a typical guy, he asks if he could come in and they could make him a sandwich. Not like making with bread, like him being in the middle as a sandwich.
Yeah.
And they shut the door. And he's still knocking on the door, yelling. And then Maria says, you better get away, you motherfucker, before I call the cops. And then Maria starts yelling at her, like, you let men come to your door and men are everywhere. And then Samantha's like, this might surprise you, but I used to have sex with men. And Maria's like, this man was here for nothing but sex. And Samantha's like, yes. Which I used to enjoy before I got in this relationship. Maria's like, you call this a relationship? Samantha is like, yes, it's tedious. The sex is dwindling. So from what I've heard, yes, it's...
You know what? Facts only. Facts only.
So Samantha loses it and says she has nothing to say. That all they do is talk, and the talking has replaced the fucking, and she doesn't want to talk. She just wants passion. She wants fireworks. And Maria asks her, like, if she wants fireworks, okay, she'll show her fireworks. And she just starts smashing her plates. I'm like, oh my God, that is, mm-mm.
Yeah, we're not coming back from that. You're not going to destroy my property.
So... Mm-hmm. So Carrie's telling Miranda about the bar visit, and Miranda says, they're still in Miranda's house, by the way, and they're eating Oreos. So Miranda says she's trying to be happy for him. He has a life, and, you know, she's just still here. And this is something that's just relatable. Again, I think, like Nana said, you might not even want the ex anymore, but there's just something about your ex moving on and just kind of like just seemingly having it together or figuring it out, that's just kind of like, because whether you like it or not, it is a competition. Like, who wants to be the you want to be the first to
you don't want to be the loser. Yourself if you want, but yeah.
So Carrie says that she's afraid the way that she treated Aiden is going to haunt her the rest of her life, and there's nothing she can do about it. And Miranda's also like, yeah, you can. You could come to the party. This whole fixation on coming to the party. So that's what I mean by, I'd say go. But the minute you're having doubts and everything, it's not a do or die affair. I feel like they were just really making sure, like, oh, she has to go. But she doesn't.
They could have literally done what Carrie did. Sent a plant. Sent something like, thank you, congratulations. And that's it. And kept it pushing. I don't think Steve would have taken it that personally.
Yeah.
And Aiden didn't even invite her. So, yeah, like, too much.
So Carrie asks Miranda if she ever wonders if she still has feelings for Steve. And I'm very surprised that Miranda said no. In fact, she said, God, no. Why?
So liar.
I really think she believes that she doesn't have feelings for him anymore. I just thought... She would have like a come to Jesus moment and be like, you know, I kind of do. But the fact that she said no so surely, and I was like, she was like, why? And then she asked Carrie if she does for Aiden. Carrie says she doesn't think so, no. But then she goes back and she's like, actually, I don't know, which is just weird to me. Like, how can you have feelings for Aiden? I feel like you never did. That's why you cheated on him. You're just mad that he left and had respect for himself. I don't know. That's just me. But Carrie said she left Miranda's early and says she sees the world as it was in the light of day. She sits in the chair that Aiden made her. And I just want to point out that in this scene, Sarah Jessica Parker is in a sports bra and sweats, and she's rocking a six-pack. There were abs for days, honey.
Yep, she did. She looked good. Can't even lie.
Good, yep. So, Trey is now feeling better, and it's in the morning, and he and Charlotte are having sex when Bonnie walks in on them. I was like, oh, I brought muffins for... She is so flustered that it's comical. Like, she just kept stammering and stammering as she was walking out and walking down, talking about she brought muffins. And they both laugh, just as Carrie tells us that it made sure that she never haunted them again unless invited.
I was so happy because that's what you get. If I was Charlotte, I would have even started walking around the house naked when she was around. Because you're not just going to use my house as an extension of your own home. Go away.
Yeah. Telling you, man. There's things like it's hard because I know that when you become a mom, it consumes your life. But you just got to have hubbies because at some point they're going to grow up and they're going to move on. And you're going to have to figure out what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So... Maria shows up at Samantha's door saying, oh, it's been 2 days, and she was worried, and Samantha didn't even call, and Samantha points out, neither did you. So Maria tells her she got her a gift, and she should open it. Samantha opens it, and it's a strap-on. And she was touched, but since she couldn't bring herself to admit that she couldn't be in a relationship, she said they could give it a try, it being the strap-on. So two things for me on this. I've noticed that Samantha doesn't hold grudges. Like, I feel like if you piss her off and you apologize, she's just like, eh, let bygones be bygones, and then that's it. And as confident as she is, she has the same struggles as the rest of the girls to just speak her mind or something. It's like she just goes with it just to, eh, I'm not gonna be mean, and just lets it slide.
I don't know. I don't always see it as a struggle to speak your mind. I think it's see it as a reluctance to hurt somebody that you like.
That's fair.
I think that's the view I take on that more, you know?
Yeah.
Which I think is also normal and something I can definitely relate to.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
So regarding the strap-ons, I guess that's something I've always wondered about, because the whole point, you know, when you're gay and you're strictly a lesbian, you're not attracted, or you're not sexually attracted to a man, then you're not bi. I mean, not in Samantha's case, but I guess like Maria's case, where you're not attracted to, for lack of a better word, a penis. Like, that's not what gets you off. So I've always never quite understood what a strap-on does, because it's basically a penis, but plastic.
I've always wondered that too. I don't think you're alone. I would actually really love somebody to explain it to me. If any of our listeners are lesbians and would love to explain, please. I've actually always wondered, like, why. But, yeah.
The only other thing I can think of is, I think in the past I've been told, like, there's something about the strap-on where if you're the one doing the fucking, it's something about it rubbing against your clit, like, on the strap-on or whatever. But if you're the person that's receiving it, I guess that's the part where it's like, so.
Yeah. No, I have had the same thought. I am interested. So if anyone would care to explain, I would actually really, really, really want to know.
So this lunch party that has been so much talked about finally happens. And we see the three of them going, the three of them being Samantha, Miranda, and Carrie, because of course Carrie was going to go. Carrie was meant for peer pressure. That girl will always say yes. She never stands her ground on anything. So Samantha is walking funny, and then they're like, what's going on? And actually Carrie tells her, are you doing the robot? And then she says that she threw her back out fucking Maria with a strap on, that she had no idea men had to work so hard.
That's the same thoughts you have every time you have to go on top. You're like, no. So sorry. But yeah.
So Miranda is more interested in how the strap-on works. And Samantha says, it doesn't, that we broke up. That Maria thinks that that I have intimacy issues. And I don't know why they both lie. They're like, what? She's crazy. No, but Samantha clearly has intimacy issues. She doesn't want to be close to anyone. I don't know why they lie. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
even just the my thing is, I don't think it's an issue. Why must she want to be close to people? She's very okay with how she is. It's not a problem for her.
I mean, she wasn't forced into a relationship. She went into a relationship. And if you're going to be in a relationship, but in general, she doesn't want the relationship because she has intimacy issues. She doesn't want to talk about stuff. She doesn't want things to be deep. She just wants things to be surface.
This is boring.
Okay.
No, I'm just messing with you. Mm-hmm.
So Samantha says, I've tried. I am just not a relationship person. So Carrie says, when you see a ghost, you just know. You can feel the hairs in the back of your neck stand up. And she turns around and Aiden is right there looking clean AF.
He looked and fine. As
fine. Mm-hmm. He did. He really did. And she says hi. And then he smiles and then he bows back just to acknowledge her. Just as his girlfriend comes up and gives him a kiss. And I loved it. Let me tell you why I loved it. I loved it because Carrie thinks her cutesy whatever thing she does solves everything, but it doesn't. And it's just like her just, you know, like we said, being the star of her own show and feeling like everything revolves around her. She turns around to them and says, that's it. That's all I get. And I'm like, what are you
expecting? Yes!
You cheated. Like, you think he's going to be like,
he doesn't owe you anything, Carrie. Like, nothing. This man has been far kinder to you than you deserve on every single level. Even when you guys broke up, I thought he was so much kinder in the breakup than she deserved. He doesn't owe you anything.
Yeah.
And also, an aside, I didn't realize that that was his girlfriend who came up and kissed him. I didn't see it. Maybe I blinked. I literally didn't see it at all. I just saw him like nod his head at her, and then it looked like people just crossed across the camera, and then he disappeared from view. Oh, I just wasn't paying attention clearly. But yeah, Carrie, you don't deserve anything more. This man owes you nothing, nothing.
Yeah, because she's playing it off like it was a regular breakup. That's the part that just gets me, and I'm like,
you're
no.
Not a victim in this, Carrie, like at all.
This man you're was not. So good to you. Mm-hmm. And you just took it in a very hurtful way. You weren't even going to tell him, actually. So.
Nope. And so, you only confessed to him to get the guilt off your mind. It wasn't even the fact that you thought he should know.
Yeah.
Nah, I'll never be on her side in any of this. I'm sorry.
So Miranda's like, I don't even know who that was. And Samantha's like, does he look better? Or have I been with a woman too long?
Nah, he was looking good, Sam. He was looking good.
Very good. So Carrie's like, that's it. I mean, that's had enough. I'm going home. I don't even know why I came here. Miranda's like, come on, just stay. Like, you know. And then she offers to buy them a drink. And she tells them she'll meet them at the bar. And then she runs into Steve. Steve is all like, you came. And it was something like, I thought it was maybe me. But now, by this point, I'm like, why did they make him extra childlike the entire episode? Steve has always been childlike, like he's not, but this episode, he seemed very, I don't know.
I didn't notice that, I'll be very honest with you. That's not something that I noticed.
Yeah, I just thought he was very, you know, childlike and all of that stuff. Anyways, so Steve tells her that, you know, he never would have done this if it wasn't for her, but, you know, he just never thought that he could. And I think that was the acknowledgement that Miranda wanted, because earlier she had told Carrie, like, you know, this was my, you know, idea. And it just felt nice, I guess. So she gives him a kiss on the cheek and tells him, you did good, Steve. And then Carrie tells us, and just like that, she gave up the ghost. I think it was a really nice scene. It was just like okay, we're good. We've done this or whatever. So Carrie sneaks out for a smoke and runs into Aiden outside smoking. I don't like these writers. This is my one takeaway from watching the show, is that the writers just cannot just fuck up their characters. This was a deal breaker for Aiden. This was a bone of
fell over when I saw that. Yeah. But wait, I have a question for you though. I thought he was smoking a cigarette. But yes. You know when Steve comes out with a cigar, are we sure it wasn't a cigar he was smoking?
No, it was a cigarette.
Okay. Then it wasn't my eyes playing tricks on me. No, that's an egregious error.
It was. And then, as usual, we don't even get a backstory like, oh, how did we, you know, go back to that, you know, whatever. Because Carrie was like, wow, that can be a cigarette you're smoking, blah, blah, blah. She had cake with her also. And then they have this weird flirty banter as they banter with her cake. He has the cake in his hand. And then he's like, oh, do you want the cake? And then she's like, I never not wanted the cake. And then he's feeding her. And I'm disgusted because now you're proving Carrie right that her cutesy works. And yes, she's the main star and everybody wants her. And Aiden, I'm like, bruh, remember what she did? Come on.
And also, no shade, but this is like the most chemistry I've ever seen them have as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, sparks were flying.
Absolutely. Flying. And then Steve comes out, like Nana mentioned, and he had like a cigar and he tells them like, hey, it's time for their toast. So he walks away, but at the door, he stops and he tells her he's glad that she came. And before he goes in, he's like, it's good to see you, Carrie. And Carrie said she had accepted and she had confronted, but she can't release because what she felt out there was no ghost. It was real. And that was the end of the episode. Very great ending, I want to say.
And honestly, can we blame Carrie for thinking that? Because this man was definitely flirting with her.
Oh, no. This one was, that's why I even gave it a great ending. Like, yeah. She's not confused. I'm mad at the writers for making it real. Because it is there. I'm mad that he forgot everything she did. And I'm mad that she feels justified. Like, okay. You know, so
it works.
Yeah, but great acting by everyone all around. I think it was great.
Yeah, I did enjoy this episode. I enjoyed it. For sure. Did you have anything else to add?
No, that was it. I still stand where I stand in season 4. I keep hoping that it gets better, but I think next episode is going to be halfway. So, or maybe not. I can't remember if it's 18. So maybe not. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Okay. So can you please tell the people where they can find us, Tang?
Yes, guys. You can reach us at the Rewatch Times 2, TheRewatchX2. That's our handle on Instagram, handle on Twitter. And if you'd like to send us an email, it will be at gmail.com. You can send comments, questions, and we'll be happy to read them and respond.
Thank you guys again for listening. And please don't forget to give us a 5-star rating wherever you listen to podcasts. We'd really, really, really appreciate it. And we hope to see you guys all again next time. Have a wonderful week. Bye.